Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. I hope we can start this by agreeing, all of us, to how universally awkward it must be to record your very first podcast episode. I hope I'm not the only one struggling here. I feel like there are so many different opportunities for other types of products and other types of showing up. You can always redo the materials, you can relaunch or scratch it all together, but there will never really be another first podcast episode, right? So that does put a bit of unnecessary pressure on this, but let's just roll with it and see what happens. First of all, I want to say welcome again and a major thank you for being here. This is really an exciting journey for me. I love talking. So now I have like reached the peak of my career where I have decided to create a podcast and I couldn't be more excited. My name is Ieva and I'm an online course creator. My mission is to help you to plan, create and scale your digital courses and other online offers as well. And this podcast will be all about that really. I want to use this opportunity, this specific first episode, to share a bit more about myself and how I got to where we meet today. I also want to a bit paint the picture of what you can expect from this podcast, and I'm saying a bit because I don't know where this is going, okay? I don't know, we'll see. And I want to just bring you like behind the scenes of what I'm thinking about right now, what I'm considering for it, and why it took me so long to actually get here. It's been 10 years, it's been 10 years of being in business, and just now I actually moved on with the idea of creating a podcast. Let's get started with a bit of my story and how I got here, okay? If you are new around here, you might not know much about me, but even if you have been in my online world for a while, I still don't really share all of those behind the scenes, probably as much as I could. And I love my story. I love talking about it. So just let me dive into it. But before we go there and before I start like resolving how I actually got to where we are, I want to mention that I always have been off the beaten path kind of a person. Since very early age, I really had the most random ideas and I always acted upon them. I never really thought about like, how I'm gonna make it happen or like, you know, what would be the steps or is this a smart thing to do? No, I literally just made it happen as soon as the idea came into my mind. For example, at the age of maybe 10 or so, I used to actually manually create magazines, like a few page magazines about all kinds of random topics that I sent out to other kids who paid me like 10 cents or maybe 20 cents for them. And no, printing was not an option in case you were wondering. But I was literally like manually putting together and writing everything in these so-called magazines and making money that way. I probably made like 1 euro. At the time, we didn't have euros in my country, but like that was probably my profit. Around the same age, I started learning Greek language just because I loved my family vacations there and I dreamt about living in Greece one day. I had no plan whatsoever and I was like 13 at the time, but I just had that idea that this is what I want to do, so I'm like going for it. I didn't have an option to just fly to Greece per se or like decide to move. It wasn't really up to me at the age, but the thing that I could do was learn the language. So I got into that. And I was always very, very hands-on and driven with everything that came to my mind. And I'm pretty much still the same way. Whatever I decide I need to do, I just do it. I don't overplan. I don't overconsider it. Yes, with age, I'm getting more and more considerate. And I do sometimes overthink, don't we all? But all of this experience and the way how I used to be as a kid really brings us to the part of the story that really matters in this specific context. So at the age of 19, I was just out of high school and I did start studying, but I realized that it's not really my thing. And I got an opportunity to go to Italy and be an au pair. So being an au pair basically means being a live-in nanny where you are there to like babysit the kids to some extent, but kind of the main purpose is that intercultural exchange and teaching kids English. And mind me, my English was nowhere near perfect or even good. I knew how to speak English, but the level of that was very basic. And I was still accepted. I still went there and it was still an amazing experience. At the end of the day, for au pairs, it's rarely like a matter of like how good you are at that. You just need to have that passion for actually doing the thing, you know? So going there was an absolute dream. Mind me, I'm from Latvia, which is a small Northern European country, and we have like barely 2 million people living there. And while traveling across Europe itself maybe wasn't too much of a big deal, like it wasn't something that could never be done, right? It wasn't this major dream. But when I was 19 and when I did move, it just proved to myself that I can literally do whatever I want. It was like I opened the gates, the floodgates to everything that followed. So in a short while, I realized that babysitting is not really my thing, but I had like unlocked the dream of being location independent. Going for any type of 9-to-5 career really was never in the books for me. I was always dreaming about doing something creative. At some point, I used to want to be a writer. Then in like high school, I used to want to be a theater director and all kinds of random professions in between. My first goal at the time, when I was in Italy at the time, I was thinking about the ways how to stay there. What can I do except for this babysitting thing that wasn't really my jam? What can I do to stay and actually continue living in Italy? I left the babysitting job with 300 euros in my account. I traveled from Naples where I was to Rome to figure it all out. And long story short, it was 3 eventful months, 3 or so, where I met many wonderful people. And while my dream of living in Italy at the time was short-lived, I couldn't really make it work, even though like I was going at it full speed and I did get some job and everything, but like it just wasn't really working out. Plus it got just really, really hot in July. So I decided to go back home. But the whole ordeal and that whole experience again just proved to myself that I can do whatever I set my mind to. As I got home at the time, I started thinking about things I can do online to make money. I happened to get a part-time job as a social media manager and it didn't pay much. In fact, I believe like the first 3 months were like unpaid. It was like internship, but it gave me the opportunity to learn many new skills. And I had nothing to show for the job. Literally nothing. I didn't have much of any kind of experience, but I had volunteered when I was younger. Like I always sign up, I always say yes to new things. And especially as I was like in high school, I was always just participating in everything. So when I applied for the social media job, I was literally just so passionate about the opportunity that they took me in, even though I had like no social media skills whatsoever to show. As I got that position, it really, again, just unlocked even more doors for me. And I have to note also, like, just relevant to the whole story, that when I was 16, I was actually also working in an online TV station for a while, which also gave me not only a lot of great knowledge, especially technical experience and like how to do video making, how to do video editing and all kinds of related topics, but it also gave me a lot of confidence. Again, in the same fact that like, if I put my mind to something, I can just do it. Because even that job, I got it like pretty much just because I really wanted it. And that's how I have been rolling through my whole life, honestly, but it's been working out so far. So back to the social media manager job. That's where I actually opened Photoshop for the very first time ever in my life, and the rest is history. From that moment, I started working online as a graphic designer with the rate of $5 per hour. And when I say from that moment, I believe there was like a week from the moment when I first opened Photoshop and started learning what to do there until I got my first job. I got the job online and the rate was, obviously it was like $5 per hour, but for me, it was major accomplishment and I was super excited. Later down the road, I learned more skills like website designing. I started making websites on platforms like WordPress, Squarespace, and some other ones. Around 2015, I went to my first so-called digital nomad location, which was Albania, and it was an absolute dream. Again, I just continued like unlocking these accomplishments and proving myself that like if I want to be location independent, I can. If I want to be working online, I can. There are so many skills, so many things I can learn. I was just going for it all. And especially that, you know, the feeling when like you're young and all the doors are open and you can do anything. I was like flooded with that feeling, you know, I literally knew that I can learn anything. And if at the moment I would have decided to like change my thing and like go from graphic design and do something else, I could have done that as well. Eventually, all of this experience led me to working with course creators as their designer. After a while of doing that, I learned all of the behind the scenes that actually go into profitable courses, starting from the content they put in there, how to actually structure the content, how to create good curriculums, everything related to that, as well as all of the backend setups, the platforms, marketing, literally everything. I had like this great insight into highly profitable businesses, and I had a chance, an opportunity to learn what do they do to make this happen. And course creation really combined all of my passions into one. At the time, I was like at crossroads. I couldn't decide if I want to do website designing or graphic designing or maybe video editing, whatever that might be. I really didn't know, but the course creation came to me as like the perfect solution. Even though for like most of my life, I've been jumping from like thing to thing just because everything else is always more exciting than the thing that I'm doing. Course creation is that one thing that I have stuck with for a while, for a very long while for myself right now. It's been like 7-ish years already, and I absolutely love it. It still makes me super excited to do what I'm doing. And now I've been helping people to turn their experiences into digital products, from courses to group coaching programs to memberships and beyond. Most of my one-on-one clients are people who already have well-established businesses, so they have been in their businesses for a while in most cases. For example, like one-on-one consulting or jobs that need to be done like on the spot, like interior design, but they want to scale their businesses with digital products. So they know that their one-on-one capacity is limited or their capacity to like show up is limited. So they want to scale what they know. They want to put that in the online space. And that's what I help to do. And that brings us here. Just like with everything in my life, I have experimented in my business a lot. And a bit more than 2 years ago, I believe it's like 2.5 right now, I turned most of my courses into a membership. And that gave me an amazing opportunity to actually connect with my audience on a different level and realize that instead of just being like behind the scenes in my own courses, I want to like take a step closer to the people on the other side and not only create and sell courses, but also help like literally be in their businesses to the extent that I can, which now I do in the membership. Through one-on-one support, be in their businesses and actually see how I can, with the experience that I have, how exactly I can help. Because my favorite thing about all of the experience that I have had is that I see the bigger picture. I don't focus only on you creating the course or you creating a product or starting something. I can help you to understand how this can look like in 5 years or in 10 years. Plus, I know what it's actually going to take to get there because there are many unreasonable expectations that people have, especially when it comes to like courses and selling and everything. And I'm about to record another episode about that as well. And my job, like my mission, is to not only help you to find find a way that works for you to actually set it all up and make it all happen, but also to leverage your expectations and understand realistically what you need to do to get there. And that's what I'm here for. That's why I created the membership. That's why I decided to start the podcast. And actually, as I created the membership, one of the reasons was that I wanted to create even more content, right? And at the time, I already had like 10 courses of my own. And at some point, I just felt like, how many more can I do, right? It's like, it's a lot of courses for one person to like keep rolling out there. And I didn't want to stop because there's just so much experience and so much knowledge I want to share. So ultimately, I kept doing that in the membership. But now even the membership, like, you know, I don't really want to provide like unlimited amount of content. It's just going to be too much to handle. So instead, now I'm going to do that here. That's how I decided that I need to do a podcast. And all through years, when I was already thinking about doing a podcast, I always had the usual kind of excuses. And the most recent one was just having loud neighbors. That's what happens when you live in Spain and the walls are paper thin. But now, just recently, we actually moved to this wonderful, rather quiet, fingers crossed location that I actually took as a sign to finally sit down and start recording. To wrap up this episode, let's talk a bit more about what can you expect. And initially, I already mentioned that I'm not going to give any major promises because in all honesty, I don't know, but I can talk about some of the things like the topics you can expect from me. So the podcast itself will definitely be a lot more about than just courses. I want to really bring you like behind the scenes of creating sustainable business and doing it in a way that works for you. I really don't believe in one-size-fits-all solutions, and I will always be here to encourage you to find your way. I will never push you in like a specific direction of like, choose only this platform, this is like the best platform, or do only this type of a course or this type of a content or promote it only this way. There are so many different ways how things can work. And with my 10 years of online business experience, as I already mentioned, like one of the biggest things, one of the biggest bonuses that I can bring to the table is that I can see that bigger picture and understand how you can go where you want to go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here today. And if you actually have listened to the first podcast episode, I'm so very excited. You can't even imagine the joy in me just thinking about that. That is amazing. Thank you for being here. And below you will find all relevant links and ways to connect with me. My inbox is also always open for any feedback, questions, and topic suggestions as well. That's it for me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.